HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.
Good evening and welcome to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area and on DAB Plus Radio. Don't forget you can also listen to us on our famous podcast. Just search HIV Hour in your favourite podcast platform.
Well done.
This evening, I'm joined in the studio by the wonderful Josh Sharples. Wonderful. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm not too bad. Yes, we're on the other side, aren't we, today? I'm in the presenter's seat.
Swapped roles.
Swapped roles. And yeah, you're doing very well. And I'm kind of thinking, I don't know what to do with my hands. So I'll start wave them in the air, I think.
Get you a fidget spinner.
Oh, look, yeah, why not? Yeah. Have you been anyway, David?
I'm good, yeah. So I've had a wonderful weekend. I went to see ABBA Voyage in London.
That's meant to be brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, for what is essentially a slideshow, it is a fantastic concert. I mean, it's their performance.
Yeah.
You are seeing ABBA when you see it. And I won't not spoil it or reveal any secrets, but yeah, it's this. I would see it again, and I know people that have been three times, four times, even more than that. So.
And they're just lying on their sofas, just taking in the money, aren't they?
I know.
No, I'm joking. It's meant to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, and I believe they're going to be moving to other cities as well, globally.
So. I think it finishes soon, doesn't it, in London?
Yeah, because it's built in the Olympic Park, and I think the local council want the land for housing. But yeah, no, it's been extended because it's been so popular.
Yeah.
So we've got a fun and packed show this evening. What we got, Josh? You tell us.
Actually, we'll tell you about because we're going to have Miss Jason on for an interview a couple of weeks ago. Jason Sutton. And sadly, she obviously passed away recently, which is very sad news. Mm. So we're going to do a little tribute to her, aren't we, David?
Yes, we are.
So she did. Jason did choose a couple of tracks, musical tracks. So we're going to make the whole show musical based.
Mm-hmm.
So, the two tracks at the beginning between the interviews are chosen by Jason. So, brought a tear to my eye, to be honest. So we'll have that interview after the first song, David, actually.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, Jason was a trustee of the Sussex Beacon.
Yes.
And you know him, her, through working for the Drag Queen for a Day workshop.
Yeah, it was amazing. I don't know whether Alan mentioned that in the interview, but, it's such a good... It was such a good thing last year because it was Drag Queen for the Day that was from the Sussex Beacon. It was just a 3-day workshop, bringing out your inner drag queen. The last day, Jason came down to the, I can't remember what place it was, but the venue we were finishing on, and he just chatted about his life, and it was great. And there's a sadness to it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Alan Spink, who we've had on the show ourselves here, I interviewed him and he did a wonderful tribute to Jason because obviously they worked together on Drag Queen for a Day and they had some other work planned as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But that is mentioned in the tribute that Alan says. We've also got an interview, a follow-up interview from an interview we did in November.
Yes.
With Christian Mercer-Hall from Positive Plus One.
Mm. It's interesting, that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's such a nice guy, and I think the just interesting to see, cause it's about 6 months since he was on the show before when they launched, and it's just interesting to see how it's developing and how it's gone worldwide, actually, isn't it? And how appealing it's a good interview.
Yes, for those that don't know, it's an app, isn't it? I suppose it's a bit like Facebook, but for people living with HIV, isn't it? It's for getting to know each other, and it's not a dating app. It could be.
I think there's lots of developments coming up, isn't
there?
He talks about, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they talk about he's talking about his future plans.
Yeah,
and we have some other community news as well.
Which
we'll talk about towards the end of the show.
Yeah, the other guys aren't on the show. They got busy today, so it's us two again, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they're out off in the field interviewing other people for future shows, aren't they?
Absolutely.
So, we've got in the months to come, we've got quite a busy schedule, haven't we? I mean, with things happening in the news nationally and internationally, we've also got those covered as well.
Yeah, and the Stigma Day coming up, now.
Yes, we have. Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the things I've been up to is working for the Stigma team. At Brighton and Hove, so we've got some events and things planned for the 21st of July.
It's all coming up again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. Shall we start with a song?
Yes,
so this has been chosen by Jason or Miss Jason, and this is West Side Story, and it's Something's Coming.
Oh, such a good track.
So I'm joined here today by Alan Spink, who's Community Services Manager at the Sussex Beacon.
That's correct.
Hello, Alan. As listeners may remember, on our Sunday show for the Reverbathon, we were due to be joined by Miss Jason, but unfortunately, she unexpectedly died. We're all quite saddened here at the HIV Hour. And Alan, she was she worked well with the Sussex Beacon. In fact, she was a Sussex Beacon patron, wasn't she?
She was our newest patron, actually, only a couple of months ago. She accepted the gift, if you like, of being a patron. And my goodness me, did she throw herself into that, or did he throw himself into it? It didn't really matter if it's Jason or Miss Jason.
I was going to ask which we'd refer to. Jason Sutton was his
Jason Sutton is the man, and Miss Jason is the drag queen.
Yeah.
So I think we refer to drag queens as she. The whole pronouns business becomes, I don't know if it's simpler or harder than it is in real life, but we tend to refer to drag queens as she and Jason Sutton as he.
Yeah.
But sometimes we get it wrong.
Yeah, but Jason Sutton was a very well-respected patron.
Yes. Very much so. And couldn't do enough for us. Mm. So any weird and wacky idea that I might have come up with for things that we could perhaps do to promote the Beacon, he was there. He was ready to do it.
In fact, you did have a wacky idea, didn't you? And Miss Jason, as a drag queen, was really a strong part of that.
Yeah, the drag queen for the day. Queen for a day.
Yes. Yeah, and our producer, Josh, he took part and absolutely loved it. In fact, he found it literally transformative, didn't he?
It was remarkable to how some people reacted to this three-day workshop. Mm. So a couple of days, the participants were matched up with local drag queens one-to-one, and then on the third day, these new drag personas were paraded on a small stage in a private arena, shall we say, where these eight new drag queens were introduced to each other.
Yeah.
And the reactions of some of the participants was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I hoped, I had it in my head that it was going to work, that it would boost people's self-confidence, but I never expected the turnaround in the way that people saw themselves, in the way that people just were so proud of who they were.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And Jason was very much an important part of that. Mm. So the first 2 days we held at the Sussex Beacon, where people learned about makeup, wigs, walking, styling, and just how drag allows you to express yourself in ways that you've never been able to do before. On the third day, Jason was there to sit on the stage to prepare himself to transform from Jason Sutton to Miss Jason in front of the rest of us, and all the while talking about Jason's mental health struggles, talking about Jason's health, and talking about Jason's diagnosis of becoming HIV positive. Mm. And Jason was just insanely funny, but at the same time very warm and empathetic. And after a few minutes, he decided that it wasn't right for himself to be doing this drag makeup. So he just got off the stage, come and sat down in the middle of us, and carried on telling his story. Yeah, yeah. It was amazing.
So he broke the fourth wall and became part of the crowd.
Absolutely. And I've said on another thing that on that day, everybody fell in love with Jason, without exception.
Mm.
And maybe some people that knew Jason already quite well, maybe they were already in love with him, but they fell in love a little bit more. And those that didn't know Jason fell in love, because it was amazing. It was just such a beautiful thing and very powerful thing to listen and to witness.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people say, have told me how wonderful he is. I didn't have the fortune to meet him, but I did see his television show on Latest TV. He did like a game show and invited members of the public to come on. And there was always a little twinkle in his eye. And although he was, as a drag queen, he could be catty, he was never bitchy. And it came across, he actually did love people and he was kind.
He was very kind, very kind indeed. I too love those shows. I wish I'd been able to actually go to one live.
Yeah.
And he used to do another show. I don't think it was the same one, but he used to do this thing where he'd go into people's houses. So it was his version of Through the Keyhole.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if that was part of that show.
I think he did do some pre-records and then show them the show.
It was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. And why it wasn't picked up by a network, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the first time that... I saw Jason on camera several years ago. The latest TV did a thing in conjunction with the Martin Fisher Foundation where they invited, I think it was about four or five of us. There was Gary, Pajta, myself, Sue, and Abigail. And we sat on a stage and we were interviewed about stigma and our experiences of HIV stigma. I can still remember Jason's really clearly. He talked about he was somewhere where there was this young lad who had found out he was HIV positive, and he kept on his toothbrush and on his washing stuff in a separate bag because he felt dirty and he felt that he didn't want to affect anybody. Yeah, it was one of the more extreme self-stigma things that we've seen. And the way that Jason talked about that event and how it affected Jason and what he did to support this lad was beautiful. Mm. And that was actually the first time I'd really heard Jason speak outside of Miss Jason.
Yeah, because he did almost did sort of HIV work as a private citizen, didn't he? Sort of. So he was working on a project right up until he passed away, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was working on a couple of projects with us, but probably the biggest one that was his own project that he wanted us to help him with, that was his book.
Mm.
So he was producing a book, and what he wanted was positive stories from positive people.
Brilliant.
And he put a shout out through social media and through his own network, asking for people who were HIV positive to send him their stories.
Mm.
And he used to come in and chat to me about what stories he'd received, what he could use, what he couldn't use. And I remember counselling him that you need to be very careful with this because some of the stories were quite harrowing.
Mm.
And when you invite people who have lived with years and years of trauma and self-stigma, when you give those people an opportunity to speak... they speak.
Mm.
It may not be what you wanted to hear or what you were expecting to hear, but they speak. Mm. And Jason immediately took it upon himself to listen. He didn't just reject anybody out of hand, even though we decided between us that many of these stories we can't use for the book. Mm. He was so worried about how to tell people that their story wasn't appropriate for the book.
Mm. Yes, where of course.
It would have been... For me, it would have been quite easy, but partly because of the work that I do, that it's, you know, you tell somebody something, but it's the way you tell.
Yeah.
But Jason was so worried about hurting people's feelings.
Of course.
So that was that's the book that he was working on, and we really hope that that book will continue.
Let's hope so.
And it was always intended that that book would be done to raise funds for the Sussex Beacon. So I think we have a duty, although... Sod that. I really want to do it.
I think we should make it happen.
Yeah.
We? Yeah, as a community, just as a yeah. tribute to the church.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And you mentioned another project he was privately involved with.
He was also, well, there were a few things he was going to work with us on. We've got a parliamentary trip. It's a reception for the 30-year anniversary of the Sussex Beacon tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Jason was invited and hopefully would have spoken at that. So unfortunately, that's not going to happen now. We also, Jason was going to do some work with our income team on developing a program around legacies, encouraging people to make wills. Because at the Sussex Beacon, we've got a law firm that will make your will for free.
Mm.
You just have to leave us a little legacy, and it can be a tiny little legacy,
and
that's it. So he was going to front that campaign. Mm. And we were also talking about opening a TikTok channel.
Right.
Where Miss Jason was going to be fronting that. That wouldn't have been serious.
It would have been fun.
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
But we were very, very early stages. Yeah. We just imagined that every single little short clip that Jason did, it would just be a face to camera, hand up, and Jason go, stop! which was pretty much a catchphrase of Jason's act. He would just stop, and everything had to stop, and then catch. So it would have been that, but sadly, that isn't going to happen either.
Oh, also, dramatic effect.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's Jason. It just makes me smile just thinking about him.
Oh, I mean, I'm smiling now. I never met her or him, I'm sure he'll be very much well missed. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, no, that's lovely. It's lovely having the opportunity to talk about Jason. I do have another idea, actually, which occurred to me talking to somebody at a fundraiser on Saturday, in that when I used to communicate with Jason, I used to do it through Messenger, and I would, like, type messages for ages and ages, and then I'd get back a voice message from Jason. And I've still got those. And I know that was Jason's preferred method of communication. Wow. There must be loads of us that have got all these little messages from Jason, and there's no reason why somehow we don't collate that. Somebody could edit that. You could almost create a story. There must be hours and hours and hours of Jason's voice. And if somebody had the wherewithal to develop that, to do like a vocal history, if you like, of Miss Jason Says or whatever, there's a lot. I've got a lot. I'm sure many people have got lots. It'd be amazing to do like a voice bank of Jason.
Wouldn't it just?
Yeah, maybe you should do that.
Let's look into that. Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, they were good choices, weren't they?
They were indeed.
I don't know about West Side Story because I was listening to it today, and I absolutely love that soundtrack. It just makes me. I was weeping. I was crying this morning. I was like, oh my, and goosebumps all over me. Can you imagine that?
I can't walk goosebumps all over you.
Goosebumps.
Great cheese off you, couldn't we?
Yes, welcome back to the HIV Hour. It's RadioReverb.com, 97.2 FM in the Brighton area, and RadioReverb.com online.
Yes, and don't forget we are sponsored by Jack Russell Technologies.
Absolutely.
And funded by the Brighton Rainbow Fund. So thank you to those organisations.
Yes, thank you very much. So so it's just good to get, because I know they've had the Legends and I think Place Up in London, I can't remember the pub in London, they did a fundraiser for Jason. They raised quite a lot of money actually, the Legends.
Yeah.
I can't remember how much it was, but it was a lot of money on that Sunday last week, I think it was.
Yeah, all good.
Just say actually, if anyone's interested in new Jason and didn't know when this funeral is, it is. It's on the Thursday, the 23rd of May at 1:30, and that's at St Mary's Church, 61 St James Street in Kemp Town, and that's at the junction of Rock Garden.
Yes.
I think it's where James Ledward was had a funeral, which is beautiful as well.
It's a nice venue, isn't it? And it's just on the edge of the gay village as well, isn't it?
So yeah, very beautiful church, actually.
Yeah, so as Miss Jason, she performed very close to there many times.
Yes, so I think I'm going to go along, I think. Maybe pay my respects.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I mean, I saw him on telly. He had a programme on the local radio, on the local television programme station, didn't he?
Is it Latest?
Latest,
didn't he do like a... I can't remember what it was.
Game show, and he did Through the Keyhole as well.
I remember going to see him in, I can't remember, on Bedford Street. I can't remember the pub. Again, I'm terrible at the pub.
Yeah.
But it just made me laugh so much. Yeah, it was just like, oh my God, it was just like really funny.
Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yes. So we're going to be listening to the interview with
Christian Mercer Hall. From Positive Plus One, which we interviewed him first in November of last year. And seemed like a really nice bloke, didn't he? I mean, it must be said, he's not living with HIV himself, but he saw the experience that some of his friends had living with HIV and how isolated they felt, and he just created this app. I mean, and it's not, obviously not just him, there's a whole team behind him, but at the goodness of his heart and wanted to make the world a better place. And
so should we have a listen?
Yeah, let's have a listen to that.
I remember my vocal on it is a bit echoey, so I do apologise for that, but I'm working on it.
I know.
just to let our listeners know. Yeah.
97.2 FM, Radio Reverb.
So welcome back to the HIV Hour. I'm on 97.2 FM, RadioReverb.com. So we're really pleased to have back on the show Christian Mercer,
who is the founder of Positive Plus One, which is the new social app for the HIV community, which launched, when was that, Christian? It launched last year, wasn't it?
We had you on the show. Last November, yeah, November 2023.
Yeah. How are you doing? Thanks for coming back on the show. It's great to have an update to what's going on with the app. So how's everything been going?
Yeah, no, it's been an interesting ride. Some challenges, but so far so good. And you know, and thank you for having me on and giving me this opportunity to be able to, you know, tell everyone how well we're doing. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, you've been traveling the Atlantic quite a bit, haven't you? Have you been to the White House? Is that correct?
Yeah, so wow. I got an invitation to meet Dr. Fauci last summer.
Right, yes.
Wow. which was crazy. I don't really get nervous, to be honest with you. I'm pretty good with the whole sort of public speaking kind of stuff. But yeah, for the first time, the palms of my hands sweating. but yeah, we've been fortunate enough to be invited to some incredible places. The United States Conference on HIV and AIDS, the Aid for AIDS Nevada Black and White Party. We've been here, there, and everywhere, sort of promoting Positive Plus One, and so far so good.
Amazing.
Has it been received in America? Obviously, it must have snowballed, I guess, from the first.
I'll be honest with you. We've never had, no matter where we've been, we've never had a bad response. Ever. And you know, I'm flattered to be able to say that. It's always been really well received. And, you know, I think people that, you know, work within, you know, live within this community, totally understand why it's so needed, why it's such a valuable resource. So yeah, it's been great.
Could you just explain to our listeners what Positive Plus One is?
Of course. So Positive Plus One is, for want of better terms, is the social network aimed at empowering the HIV community. We effectively, you know, facilitate people being able to connect, find education, guidance, and support all in one centralized place. Think of it as the go-to hub for all things HIV.
It is. It sounds so simple, but it's not simple, is it? I mean, it's a fantastic resource. Do you call them members or participants? Or
we call them members. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
know, yeah, I'm
you,
a member.
You become a part of a much wider community and become a member of that community. You know, and look, it's a completely free platform. We try and make it as accessible as possible. We've got some very exciting updates happening that I'll share with you guys today.
Yeah, do. Absolutely.
Go on then.
So firstly, the first thing is, so we originally launched in November in just English-speaking countries. The reason for that is that we wanted to make sure that the tone of voice was coming across correctly before we looked to start translating. But the demand from the rest of the world for Positive Plus One has been huge. We've had hundreds of messages across all social platforms, you know, TikTok as well as Instagram. My inbox is full from people from all different parts of the world. So we thought, okay, let's bring this forward. So we're going to be going global in the next couple of weeks. Again, just adding to that, making it more accessible. And then we'll start to translate into you know, more local languages, starting with Spanish and Portuguese. What's also in the roadmap and the pipeline for this year is that it's not just going to be available as an app. You're also going to be able to use it just like Facebook. You can use it on your computer. You can use it on the, you know, the Safari on your mobile phone. Again, just adding to that accessibility. Yeah, really excited for that. The team are working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. And something I'm really, really passionate and very excited about is we're building in an online peer support tool. So no matter where you are in the world, what time of day it is, you know, 24/7, 365, you're going to be able to access peer support. And we're working with a couple of organizations to make this happen. But effectively, we're going to be able to direct you to the relevant and right people to support you, and no matter what you know, crisis you may be going through, or if you just need somebody to talk to. So yeah, I'm really, really passionate about that. Yeah, super, super exciting, and lots important. Of great things beyond that. Yeah, it is really important. It is really important. You know, we all need somebody to talk to from time to time, and if you can find that in a you know, a safe place, a you know, a stigma free platform, you know, like Positive Persuasion, then you know, brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking to somebody with lived experience, you know, there's you know, you can speak to professionals and doctors and nurses, but someone who's actually in the same boat as you or has already faced and gone through whatever challenge that you want support with.
You know, a friend of mine was diagnosed and shared with me that they were now living with HIV and they were trying to overcome certain obstacles and you know, challenges in their life. And I was that friend who was just offered that bit of support, that, you know, that shoulder to cry on at times. And I wanted to make that happen for as many people, you know, within the community as possible. So that's exactly why Positive Persuasion exists.
I mean, at the moment, I'm kind of feeling a bit funny about my status. I don't know why I'm kind of struggling with it at the moment. And I've been positive for 20 odd years. So it's, sometimes you need, in different times of your life, needs a bit of support, and to have that there is positive.
Yeah. So I suppose India is going to be your largest English speaking country. Do you expect? Are you rolling out there as part of your global reach?
Yeah, we'll
reach?
Be rolling out in India. And yeah, truth be told, David, that is one of the places where we've had a lot of demand from.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of demand from there, and obviously that, you know, they speak. You know, they speak English as a second language.
So the challenges, you've been going through, it's about 6 months, isn't it now? I think it's been since what are the challenges you faced and the surprises in the last 6 months that you've learned?
I think, you know, look, as with any sort of, you know, new products, new business, you go through teething problems. You have those typical challenges. We also, you know, we faced some financial challenges at the beginning of the year. We had, you know, we were investment-led and asked investment-led. And we had one investor that effectively pulled out because he didn't receive the funds at his end. So we lost £245,000 in January, which is, you know, quite a big hole to try and fill. So, but, you know, we've made it, we managed to continue. But, you know, as the CEO, that's a big challenge to overcome.
Yeah.
Especially when we're on a mission to try and help as many people as possible. It's difficult it's a difficult thing to do, to say, okay, we need to slow down a little bit before we can speed back up again. That was a really big challenge. I'm really pleased to say that we have now raised further funds, which means that we are going to be rolling out and doing all the plans that we intended to do 5 months ago. You know, we're going to be doing those very soon. So I'm really pleased with that. I think one of the other things that challenges that, you know, we kind of, you expect, but I don't think you quite anticipate the level of time that it will take. And that is just the sheer demand. You know, my head of comms, Lyle, he has been doing an incredible job. And, you know, part of our strategy to let as many people know about Positive Persuasion is we reach out to HIV organizations that, you know, offer a multitude of different services for the community. And we approach them and say, you know, we are Positive Persuasion. This is what we do. This is how we can help. Please will you tell your staff and your service users about us. And, you know, the demand from that, you know, it's almost one organization hears about you, we have a conversation, and then we've got 10 other organizations around, you know, the same area that are like, oh, well, we want to be involved as well. And rightly so. You know, I think I mentioned this before, but I'll say it again now. Part of our business model includes giving back to the grassroots community. So, you know, for full transparency, we will be generating revenue from advertising, just like you get on other social networks. It is invitation only, so you're not going to be spammed with, you know, all sorts of rubbish. But, you know, we're going to be generating revenue from that. And we're going to be giving at least 10% of that revenue back into the grassroots community. So if you help us with that introduction and tell us, you know, your staff or your service users, patients, whatever it might be, about Positive Plus One, where then that enables us to, you know, generate more revenue. More revenue means more donations. So everybody wins. I always try to, whenever I go into a deal or some sort of a partnership, I have to make sure that, you know, all three parties win. Positive Plus One wins, you know, that our community members, they win, and also the person at the, you know, the other part, you know, be it the HIV organization, they also win. So
you're building communities, aren't you? Strengthening the bonds between members of the communities as well, be it, you know, the service users, the patients, the charities. Exactly. Obviously, you've got to, you know, obviously pay the investors as well back as well. But great. So I wondered why, you know, I was surprised that there were no adverts on when I last went on the platform. I thought, well, there's got to be at some point adverts to pay for this, because you've got to expect
it. The truth is, it takes time. You know, we don't just want to crowbar something in for the sake of just trying to make money. This was never a money making exercise for me. You know, it was about helping, you know, my friend. It was about supporting as many people as possible. Yeah. You know, and you know, money is a byproduct of the success of that.
Yeah.
You know, the success metric is how many people have been there, you know, joined the platform, feel like they're in a safe place where they can communicate openly, free from the pressure of disclosure or free from stigma.
Yeah.
And that's what Positive Plus One is. This monetary side is a byproduct of that success.
Yeah. But I love some of the campaigning that you do. So I love the "I can give you" hashtag. So you sort of take the initials HIV and create three words and then post a picture about that. That's really great. You got some sort of community leaders or influencers involved in that. I noticed some people I recognize from the UK. This is really good. So can people be anonymous on the platform, or do you have to have like a verified identity?
No, so you can be anonymous, and we're actually building something called incognito mode. So when you join Positive Plus One, you don't have to upload a picture of your face. So long as it's not of somebody else, obviously that's fine. You can navigate around the platform before signing up and get a feel for it without giving us any of your data. So you're able to access the guidance, the directory that's built in there. You're able to see what other people are posting about. The people that have chosen to share that post publicly, basically. You can see those guys. You have got the power to be able to post to just your followers, to just your connections, whatever it might be. Again, just adding to that level of privacy that's, you know, that suits and fit to your role. Needs basically. But yeah, incognito mode is coming in, and what you're going to be able to do there is fully anonymize your profile. So you're going to be able to navigate around. There's a whole moderation side to this that we have to factor in. Because you know, we don't just want to make it as though, you know, the people can just come online and start, you know, we get keyboard warriors and people trying to troll people. There's lots of evidence that suggests that having a fully anonymous community like something like Reddit, then you tend to get those you know, people doing the wrong thing. So that's what we're trying to mitigate and make sure that we're still protecting the community. But yeah, you know, we know it's important that some people want to be able to navigate around and not
I mean, we recognize the importance of breaking down stigma by being visible, but even, you know, like as Josh mentioned earlier, you know, there are times when you just feel a little bit fragile and you just, you know, just you want a bit of privacy and just want to protect yourself. So there's a reporting system for anybody that is, you know, receives a post aggressive.
And we give the community the power to be able to notify us. And that's worked great, like, so far.
Having those things there, isn't it? So people know that there is a problem. They can. It's easy to sort it out and to get it sorted. We're coming to the end of the interview, actually, Christian. So, what's the future then? Have you got anything that you've been talking about, projects coming up? And
so there's a couple of things, and I'll start with, you know, what we've been, one of the things that we've been working on, which is, like you said, David, a campaign. We've had this Bring It On campaign, which is really about, you know, showcasing the people that are openly living with HIV and are proud and showing their strength and their empowerment by way of trying to empower other, you know, other people living with HIV, realizing that, you know, HIV has very much changed and you can live a bold and very fearless life and, you know, happy and healthy and not bald in that not sense, bald. Josh. Bold.
If you're bold and bold, even better.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
But we did some focus group work recently. And, you know, aside from going global and the online peer support, we're going to be introducing groups where you're going to be able to join groups, much like your typical forums, but they'll have a bit more of a fun feel. You know, which is there's going to be sort of topics there that people are going to be able to drop into and ask questions, and the community will be able to help them, you know, understand and answer those questions. I'm really excited about that. And this is a bit of a world exclusive because we haven't announced anything yet.
Drum roll.
We are weeks away from launching Plus One Dating. So we originally started out as a dating platform. We rebranded as a social platform to help it more accessible to more people. However, there is a huge demand still for the dating side. So, and it's the two separate platforms, and there's a reason for that. You know, if my partner thought that I was using a dating platform, they wouldn't be too happy. But if I'm using a social platform, they're happy for me to be on there. We had to separate the two with that in mind. So we can have Plus One dot dating, and then we've got Positive Plus One, which are two standalone products, but are very, you know, are all powered by, you know, the love that is Positive Plus One. Yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited about that going live. We've got already, we've had like 1,500 people register their interest. And that's before we've even announced it. So yeah, I would like to think that you know, that's going to grow quite quickly. And they're just, like I said, they're just a couple of things, but you know, I think we've got a great roadmap ahead of us. And we've got a great, you know, advisory board that help us steer the direction of the platform to make sure that the things that we are building are needed and are wanted. And it's not just our interpretation of what people need. It's actually, and it's properly fleshed out and sense checked. So,
you've got people living with HIV on that advisory board.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes,
brilliant. It's good. So important.
And from a very, very different demographics from different parts of the world. You know, I like to run the business as a round table. You know, there's no one person's voice is any louder than another's. You know, we like to absorb, you know, the feedback that we're getting, and then we will make a decision based on those conclusions. Yeah. And so far, so good. You know, it seems to be working, and people are using Positive Plus One for all of the reasons we designed it for. People are supporting one another. People are, you know, sharing for the first time that they're living with HIV, and the community is saying, you know, well done. This is great. You know, people are, you know, are joining to say, you know, look, I'm struggling with a little bit of loneliness and isolation. I need somebody to talk to. It's working.
Yeah, I've seen it happen on the app. Yeah, I've seen it happen. So somebody say, oh, I'm thinking of moving to the UK. What's it like? And somebody's, you know, responded. Exactly. Lots of
and
people.
And that makes
responded.
Me. Yeah. And that makes me very happy. It makes me very happy.
Just a bit of a talk with myself. How can we get the show on there? Is there a way to get the show on there, the podcast? Or is that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, like you said, it's invitation only. And we did that to, you know, again, as another way of trying to protect the community from any sort of bad actors or people trying to imitate brands as well. You know, which is you know, we've seen this happen on the likes of Twitter or X, where brands are being imitated. It's very damaging to those particular brands. So, you know, we're trying to mitigate that. But yeah, for sure. And, you know, if there's any organizations listening to this and they want a business profile on Positive Plus One, please reach out to us. It's hello@positiveplusone.com. We'll send you a link, and you fill out a really simple form, and we'll build your account for you, and then we'll attach that to your personal account, We want to include as many sexual health clinics, organizations that support this community, brands and of all kinds that support this community within our directory. And what that means is a person, you know, that can come onto the platform, can visit the directory and can see all of the local services, organizations around them, and a breakdown of what it is that those organizations offer. We can link it out to your website or, in your case, to the podcast. And we can also, you know, send them directly to your profile, where the intention is that they get a bit of an inside look into your organization.
Yeah. We're relaunching the show soon with a website and new logo and stuff. So it's just interesting, good to know, isn't it, David?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we'll be sending our details to you.
Yes, sure. Lyle, if you are, Lyle will be listening to this at some point. Lyle will send you over the type form and away we go. It takes 5 minutes.
Brilliant.
We love Lyle. Thank you, Lyle.
Yeah, we like Lyle, yes.
Yeah.
That's Lyle. We're going to
have like you both.
Yeah, we do. We've only got a few minutes left, so anything else you want to say, Christian, before we say au revoir till next time?
I think, you know, a big thing for us is that makes us successful is, you know, having as many people tell friends and people who are potentially affected by HIV, please tell them about Positive Persuasion. It helps us grow. The more that we can grow, you know, the more successful we can become, and ultimately the better services that we can offer. So please, you know, download Positive Persuasion. It's on your app stores right now. You can head to the website if that's the necessary first step. It's positiveplusone.com. Check us out on social media. You can see some of the campaigns that we're doing that we're really proud of. Please, you know, tell go far and wide, as tell as many people.
Everyone.
We'll do that.
Tell everybody.
Come on, listeners, get involved.
Thank you so much, Christian. Really good to have you back on the show, isn't it, David?
Yeah, thank you, Christian.
Thanks so much for having
me. Cheerio.
Thanks so much. Cheers, guys.
It's lovely. Oh, yes. Do you know that's my request song?
It is. Why did you choose that, Josh?
Why did you? I don't know, because Grease is one of my favourite musicals as well. Actually want. I don't know if I should be saying this on air, but I wanted to be like.
Did you?
Well, I was only 7.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, she had that wonderful. Well, she was, she had a transformation, didn't she?
I think that's what it was about. And I remember going with my auntie and we went and saw it. And I was like, oh my God, I was just really affected by that film, because it's such a good film.
I think it
just makes me, don't know, I'm quite emotional today. So it just brings out the.
It sort of broke the mold of musicals, because musicals were quite sort of twee at the time, weren't they? Although they were very popular, but then this sort of rock and roll one came along.
Yeah,
sort of.
I think I wanted to be the difference when she changed into the leather catsuit. I didn't want to wear one of them. Well, I probably did, but it's that transformation, isn't it? Like the caterpillar coming out into the butterfly and being ill. And that's kind of resonate with that.
Muriel's Wedding, the film.
Yes,
like that, transformative. Stories. Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely. So thank you for that, choosing that.
Yes, you're welcome. So thank you for the interview with Christian. Was good, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Lots of big plans to go global, and also to have it as a web-based portal, so you don't have to have an app or a smartphone to access it as well.
And, you know, he's thinking about doing a dating side to it as well.
Yeah,
so,
separately.
Yeah, which I think is a good idea, actually.
Yeah, to keep it separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have them on again, I'm sure, in the near future.
We'd love to hear from them. We'll.
So what we have you got any news, any community news?
So actually recently, a couple of weeks ago, I was very lucky. I had an invitation from the Sussex Beacon. They were celebrating, celebrating their 30th anniversary of providing services to people living with HIV, and they were invited by Lloyd Russell Moyle, who's the MP for
Kemp Town, I think, and
East Brighton, yeah. Who's actually living with HIV himself. So he invited Sussex Beacon to a parliamentary reception, and we had a coach load of people going up. So there was I met Rachel Brett, who's the new CEO of the Sussex Beacon.
Right, yeah.
So I met her, and she's agreed that she's very looking forward actually to joining us on the show and telling us about
that'd be good.
How she's found the Beacon and sort of settling in and any sort of ideas for sort of visions for the Beacon in the future, because obviously our needs are always constantly changing. And we had some members of staff. So we had Alan Spink was there, and Lucy was there, who we've both had on the show.
Of course, yes.
And of course, we were joined by service users, because it's, you know, without service users, there would be no Sussex Beacon. So it was great that we had people from all the different services that the Sussex Beacon do, and people from Crawley and Brighton and Hove as well. So for many of them, they'd not met each other before, because they're sort of just going to their respective services. But actually, to meet each other, actually, you know, I was eavesdropping on the back of the coach, and people really relished the opportunity to meet other people living with HIV. So the people from Crawley meeting the people from Brighton, discussing how life was in Crawley compared to Brighton, because obviously the clinics are different and the doctors are different.
Is there a difference? Is there a big difference, do you think?
I think so. Well, Crawley and well, West Sussex is more rural, so I think people are slightly more isolated, but the demographic mix is slightly different. So Brighton and Hove obviously attracts a lot of gay people and lesbians, LGBTQs and all that, and less so in Crawley, because you know, so you get more heterosexual people living with HIV in Crawley,
right?
And some of the sort of the other towns like sort of Chichester
and there's a lot of towns.
Sussex itself, East and West Sussex, is a huge county, sort of Greater Sussex.
And what was there any what came out of it, or
there was a buffet. So we were in the Jubilee Room of Westminster Hall, which is a fantastic hall, it's an amazing building, which is part of the Palace of Westminster. And there were some speeches really, some lords and MPs intended to learn about the Beacon. So it was nice. It was a great opportunity for us to go, as a Sussex Beacon, to go and meet them and for them to learn more about us. Because the Beacon is quite unique. It's the only place in the country with its own inpatient unit.
We are very lucky.
Yeah, we're very fortunate.
Very lucky, I think.
Our blessing. So not only was Lloyd there, but I remember I saw Lord Cashman, who people may remember from EastEnders.
Yes.
Who's a fantastic campaigner for, I think he's prominent in Stonewall and other.
And
there were some other MPs, and I think there was a baroness, but sorry, I can't name names.
That's all right.
Can't remember.
Yeah. But it was all good, was it?
It was good. Yeah. And long may
continue.
Yeah.
It just helps all these things.
And I'm really looking forward to interviewing Rachel and seeing what her vision is for the Sussex Beacon.
Yeah, fabulous. There's also, I just saw it in C Magazine, there's Robin Curry has been announced as the new CEO of National AIDS Trust.
Oh, right,
so
really?
Taken over from Deborah Gold. So, again, maybe we should reach out, actually, and try to get them on the show at some point. I'll just say a little bit about it. National AIDS Trust is the UK's HIV rights charity. Mm-hmm. So Robbie brings 20 years' experience working in HIV, sexual and reproductive health, has led the London HIV prevention programme since August 2022. Prior to that, he was the sexual and reproductive health commissioner at the London Borough of Bexley. So he comes with a lot of experience of HIV. So we wish him well, and maybe we should get in contact with him.
Any organisation that provides services to people living with HIV. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Let's get them on.
Yeah. Mm. Anything else?
So planning wise, I've been going to some meetings.
You're very busy, boy.
I listen kind a lot. But yes, I'm part of the stigma team of the Fast Track Cities for Brighton and Hove, and that team comprises of a lot of organisations and people. But we are currently planning the next Zero HIV Stigma Day,
which is the
day itself is Sunday, the 21st of July. And last year was the first time it had ever been done, and it was a Friday. Mm. But with the bank holiday we had this year, it sort of skipped an extra day, so we've got Sunday. So we've got different events planned around the city. I won't mention all of them at the moment because some still are being developed. But listeners may know that I'm involved in a project called More to Me Than HIV, which is a portrait project using black and white photographs to sort of break the stereotypes of what a person living with HIV looks like, and show that we can be defined by much more than just being living with HIV. So we will be displaying our portraits in the Brighton Hove Library,
which is such a good place to have it as well.
Central, and we'll be having sort of slideshows of the exhibition in the satellite library. So I think there are 9 libraries within the Brighton Hove area, so each one of those libraries,
Oh, are they going to have like...
Yeah, well, so on display screens, we'll have sort of slideshows and things. So it doesn't interrupt. It's sort of silent slideshows, so it doesn't interrupt people while they're reading their books. But yeah, so we've exhibited there before and we've always had a good response. But there'll be an area of staging in front of the Jubilee Library.
Yes, yeah.
And there'll be some guest speakers there. Last year we had a choir.
I think it was good songs. That, yes, last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and we had the Martin Fisher bus that was in the square. This year the Martin Fisher bus is going to be travelling around the city, so it's going to be doing bus things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bus, but it's going to have sort of leaflets on board to say what's important about the day and the importance of removing stigma for reality. Yeah.
Great. I think we'll be talking about that in other future shows anyway, aren't we? So, are we coming to the end of the show, is it?
I think we have, yeah. So thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank
I've
you.
I've chosen a little song.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was trying to think, there are so many musicals and I love my music.
Yeah, it's difficult to choose just one, isn't it?
I noticed in the news the other day that
wings
have fallen off the windmill at the Moulin Rouge in Paris.
Oh my God.
So I thought, let's have something from Moulin Rouge, and this is Come What May.
So thank you for joining us, and yeah, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Cheerio.
Bye.
HIV Hour is the UK's only show for people living with HIV, sharing stories, news and views on living positively with the virus.